Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. Right around the corner is the holiday season. Here's a holiday story from Hash Knife Hartley and Sleepy Stevens. It's called Sagebrush Santa.
American Radio Theater is proud to present W.C. Tuttle's famous adventure story of Hash Knife Hartley and Sleepy Stevens. From the pages of America's best-loved writer of Western tales come Hash Knife and Sleepy, roving heroes of the ageless West, starring Ken Lease as Hash Knife Hartley and Dave Lease as Sleepy Stevens. Here now is the creator of these rough-and-tumble cowboys, W.C. Tuttle himself, ready to bring today's story called Sagebrush Santa Claus.
Howdy, folks. Hash Knife Hartley and Sleepy Stevens pulled in the town of Calumet heading west, but decided to stay all night. That evening, they met a man they'd known a long time, and he told them about two of their friends, Mary Carter and Al West, been married over 2 years, bought a spread near the town of Halton in Dancing Valley, and had a baby. And Sleepy said,
"That last part is interesting, but not unusual."
Well, an hour later, Hash Knife and Sleepy were looking into a decorated window in a general store where toys were piled in profusion. And Hash Knife said,
"Sleepy, have you any idea what date this is?"
"Dates don't interest me none, son. Hey, look at them little toy trains and drums. I bet you I could beat a drum. And look at them little red wagons and dolls. Man, I ain't never seen so many dolls in all my life."
"Ain't you a little too old to be interested in dolls?"
"Don't hurrah me, Hash Knife. Takes my mind off my looking. Wonder why they got so many toys in this window."
"Christmas, cowboy."
"Christmas, huh? Uh-huh, I reckon it is, if you say so."
"Day after tomorrow's Christmas Day."
"Well, what you know. I ain't paid much attention to Christmas since I was a kid. I wonder if Santa Claus is still alive. You knowed about him, didn't you? You see, he was a long-whiskered gent who came down the stovepipe."
"Chimney, cowboy. He's too fat for a stovepipe."
"Well, the only chimney we had was a stovepipe, and he came down it."
"Yeah, I reckon he could. If you had faith enough."
"Hey, you know something, Hash Knife?"
"Do I know what?"
"That me and you better get some new socks if we're going to hang them on Christmas Eve. The ones we got wouldn't hold a coconut."
"We'll buy some new ones."
"We will, huh? I was just kidding, son. I thought Santa Claus was only for little kids."
"He's for everybody, Sleepy. Everybody who believes in him."
"Well, I still do."
"So do I, cowboy. I hope we never quit believing in Santa Claus. It's a good thing."
"Hash Knife, I got me an idea."
"Hit you all of a sudden, huh?"
"It kind of did. Listen to it. Mary Carter and Al West live down at Dancing Valley, and they got a new little kid."
"I heard the men tell us that."
"It ain't over 100 miles down there. Why don't we load up and go down there?" "You don't think so, huh?"
"I never said a word. My mouth just sagged open at the thought."
"Well, we could stack our war sacks full of them toys and gimcracks and take them down to the new kid."
"Yeah, we could. But toys cost money. And we haven't too much."
"Uh-huh, that's right. Shucks. Now, if I was rich and famous..."
"What's the matter? Got an itch?"
"I just remembered something. Long time back, maybe 5-6 months ago, we got that reward money for capturing the Mojave Kid. I took a $20 bill and sewed it into my undershirt."
"A $20 bill, huh? How many times you wash that shirt?"
"Let's not go into that. The bill is still readable." "Little kid in there just started that music box. Ain't it as pretty as anything you ever heard?"
"I ain't heard a music box since I was a kid. At home."
"That man didn't say Mary's baby is a boy or a girl."
"But it has to be, cowboy."
"It has to be what?"
"A boy or a girl."
"Still hurrahing me, son. Well, let's load up. It's a long ways to Dancing Valley, and Christmas Eve don't wait."
With their waterproof war sacks filled, Hash Knife and Sleepy are riding in a soaking rain down a muddy road. In fact, they've been riding in the rain so long that there's little of the Yuletide spirit left in these two drifting cowpokes. It's almost dark as they see a small shack beside the road, but there are no signs of life. Sleepy reins off toward the shack as Hash Knife stops his horse.
"What are you going to do over there, Sleepy?"
"I want to see what it sounds like to get my hat out of the rain for a minute."
"Of all the crazy ideas. Oh, come on. Let's find Holton.
I reckon you're right, son. That Santa Claus must be a wonder. Think of all the kids he's got to find. We can't find even one.
I reckon we're just dumb, cowboy.
You reckon? Just look at us. Wet to the skin or deeper. And...
what on earth is that?
Maybe it was a creaking board in the wind.
Yeah, I reckon it was.
That sounded like a baby crying.
Uh-huh. We'll never know till we find out.
This front room is empty. I don't hear nothing now.
It's in that back room, Sleepy.
Hashknife. It's a little baby, all wrapped up in clean warm blankets on that old bunk.
Of all the queer deals I ever ran into.
Oh, ain't he just too cute? Kid, do you know what night this is? Won't talk, huh?
He's too young to talk, Sleepy.
Yeah. Here we are, looking for Mary and Al and their new baby, and we find this here little partner.
Fate kind of led us in here to this baby.
Fate, nothing. I led you in here. Didn't you hear him say Christmas Eve?
Oh, sure. Just as plain.
Can I pick him up?
What for? Scare him stiff?
Yeah, that's right. I never tried this face out on a new baby. But what's he doing out here all alone in this old shack? Hashknife, something must be wrong.
It has all the earmarks, cowboy. You stay here with the baby while I take the horses and tie him in that lean-to stable and back.
You mean we're staying here?
You pull out on a baby.
Hi, you partner. Got a grin for Uncle Sleepy? You have? Man, that's the best grin I ever got. What's your name? Oh, yeah, you're too young to remember what they called you. My, that's awful pretty music. Where's your ma? Don't you know, huh? She ought to be spanked good and hard. You're as cute as a bug's eyebrows, I'll say that for you, lost, strayed, or stolen. Was there any protection for the horses?
Yeah, that lean-to will keep the water off the horses. It's sure raining hard.
I just got to thinking, what do we do when the kid gets hungry?
Now, that's a problem. Kids drink milk.
They do, huh? Wouldn't he settle for rainwater? Wouldn't, huh?
I'd like to know more about this deal. Why on earth would anybody leave a little baby in this old shack on a rainy day, all wrapped up in good, warm blankets? They must figure on coming back to get him.
Uh-huh. It's a sin she didn't walk here alone.
I'd guess the baby hasn't been here too long, because he ain't howling for something to eat.
How about taking him to Holton with us? Somebody might know if he is. Betcha his stomach's empty.
Easy, little partner.
There you are. He wants in on the talk. Ain't he a dinger, Hashknife? Look at them big blue eyes.
A little blue-eyed angel in an old shack. Kid, I wish you could talk.
Try some Siwash on him, son. He sure sounds like a Siwash chief I once knew up in Idaho. You never could understand that old Injun chief.
Somebody coming, Sleepy.
I heard him. Maybe they're coming for the baby.
Flat against this partition.
Stopping in the front room.
Watch through a crack.
Oh, yeah. That's gotta be weird. This must be it. What?
He's taking something out from under the floor.
Maybe he's the one who brought the baby here.
Why, that low down.
Shh, hey. Be ready. Looking for something?
What? Are you sneaking?
Nice shooting, cowboy. You knocked his gun clear across the room.
I did? Well, I didn't aim to.
Sneak another gun on us, huh? Well, you're kind of sudden, it seems to me.
Hashknife, look what he was digging up under the floor.
Money, huh? Bundles of money. Is this your private bank?
There's sure a lot of it. Want to talk, stranger?
I'll get you for this, you bow-legged...
I'll go butt an anvil. What do we do with him, Hashknife?
Go out to the horses and get a rope.
Who are you?
The name's Hartley. What's your name?
Well, that's my business.
Oh, I see. A businessman. How is business?
Oh, I think you're funny, huh?
This isn't funny, stranger. All that money hidden under the floor and a lone baby in the back room.
What baby? What baby?
I suppose you don't know about it.
No, what you trying to pin on me?
You better tell me all about it.
Tell you? In my hat, I'll tell you.
Here's the rope, Ash Knife. And here's a lantern I found out there, half filled with kerosene. Has our new friend told you his life story yet?
You won't talk, Sleepy. Say, what's that?
It's that music box I bought in Calumet. I kind of thought that if the baby starts to cry, we might...
Serenade him, huh? Yeah, all right. Put it down while we rope this hard-headed hombre.
There, I think you'll stay hitched, Bo Diddley.
I'll get you two for this.
Better gag him, Sleepy. He might have a partner, and we don't want him warning anyone.
With pleasure.
No, you won't. You won't...
I'll just dump this money back under the floor and put the board back in place. All right, let's drag him into the back room and stack him in the corner. Well, that's that.
Yeah, that's that. But what is that? We don't know who this feller is, and we don't know who the baby is.
I reckon the baby is innocent and doing anything wrong, but I ain't so sure about this whippoorwill.
He pulled a gun awful fast. Where'd I put that music box? Oh, yeah, in the front room. See what I told you? Hash Knife?
Yeah, cowboy?
I was just wondering, but it ain't too clear. Wasn't there a Bible story about some wise men finding a baby long about this time of the year?
There were three wise men.
Three, huh? We're shorthanded, huh?
In more ways than one, cowboy. It's getting pretty dark. Better light that lantern. Hold this, Sleepy. Blow out that match.
Why?
Somebody's driving up in a buckboard, sounds like. After what's already happened, I'd just like to be careful.
Stay here with the baby and that owl hoot with the sore gun hand.
Yeah, one on each side of the door.
Oh! Oh!
Folks, this is the last of the present series of programs, and after this broadcast, Hash Knife and Sleepy are going to hang up their saddles for what we hope will be a very short time, because there are still a lot of things to see on the other side of the hills not yet crossed. It's been a lot of fun to open the pages of the Big Book of Fate and bring you the adventures of these two cowpunchers of disaster. And if you've enjoyed these tales of the rangeland, we'd like to hear from you. A postcard will do. We're very grateful to all of our listeners for your loyalty and your many messages of encouragement.
Light the lantern, Sleepy.
Hash Knife, you got a girl.
I've got a... Why, it's Mary.
Hash Knife? Sleepy?
Where'd you come from, Mary?
Uh-oh. Sleepy, the baby's crying. Go start the music box again.
Oh, thank goodness. The baby's all right.
Is that your baby?
Yes, he's my baby, Hash Knife.
Why, well, I can't figure.
Son, you're fighting your hat.
Where's Al?
Al? Oh, yes, he
is. Is there something wrong with Al?
Why, yes, well, Hash Knife?
What's wrong, Mary?
I don't know. The last few days, he acts so strangely, it scares me.
Can we help?
I don't believe so, but what are you two doing down here?
We were coming down to visit you folks, but the rain kind of drove us into this old house. Mary, why did you leave the baby here?
Well, I just had to. What was the noise outside?
You're jumpy, Mary.
You did hear something, Mary. Someone riding up.
Oh no, I hope it isn't a... Al.
Howdy, Al.
You can put the gun down, Al. You won't need it.
Won't I? Mary, I followed you last night. I figured you lied to me, and I hate liars.
Calm down, Al. Don't you remember us? Hash Knife and Sleepy?
Hash Knife and Sleepy, yeah. Why should I calm down, Mary? Getting satisfied with me. Maybe I'm not making enough money for her. I don't know.
No, that isn't true, Al. You know it isn't true.
If it isn't true, why don't you tell me the truth?
Mary, it kind of looks like you got to talk.
Hashknife, I can't. Not right now. You must believe me.
Al, you don't need that gun. Put it up.
She can't tell, huh? Ha, she don't dare tell.
Listen, you bug-eyed game rooster. Put that gun down. We're your friends, if you'll remember back.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so blasted sick inside over all of this. I've got a family, a little baby, a wonderful wife, everything a man could ask for, and now this has to happen.
You still got your wife and baby. Acting crazy isn't going to help whatever it is that's bothering you, Al.
Well, maybe I am crazy.
I can't believe that Mary has done anything to be ashamed of.
You don't think so, huh? Why don't y'all tell us who you've been sneaking around to see?
Why don't you tell us, Mary? Al's got to be told sometime.
All right. I went to see my brother.
Your brother? Why, he left? You mean that killer's still in this valley?
He's my brother, and he's as innocent as you are, Al.
Huh, the jury didn't think so.
I don't care what they think. They sent me a note by a Mexican boy. He needed food and money, and I took it to him. I had to sneak out because of your hard-headedness. He was in the hills right back in this old shack. I brought the baby here and left him. No one ever comes to this old deserted shack. Al, that's why I...
The baby? You brought the baby out here?
Well, the baby's all right. I was about to take him home.
The baby's all right. Me and Sleepy's been playing with him.
He sure is a cute little feller.
Would one of you mind telling us about Mary's brother?
I'll tell you. He robbed a bank of $8,000 and killed a cashier.
He did not. Harry wouldn't hurt anybody.
Say, didn't we know him? Seems like I remember Harry.
Yes, you knew him, Hashknife. He's not a bad boy.
He's a wild-eyed fool. Shooting a man, robbing a bank. The jury took exactly 10 minutes to convict him.
He was convicted, huh? So what's he doing loose in the hills?
Harry escaped the day after he was convicted, Sleepy.
And everybody thinks he pulled out of the valley. Everybody but Mary. Why, Bill Spears identified him, saw him coming out of the bank, pile on his horse, and leave town.
Well, who's Bill Spears?
He owns a little spread south of town.
Bill Spears lied.
Outside of all that, Mary wasn't double-crossing you, Al. She wasn't going out to meet anybody but her brother. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I reckon I am, Hashknife. Huh. It just goes to show you what suspicion will do. I've been half out of my mind for the past week.
Well, if you asked me, which you didn't, I'd say you ought to give her a big hug and say you're sorry.
Mary, I'm sorry. Will you ever forgive me for being a fool?
Oh, there's nothing to forgive, Al. I was afraid to tell you where I was going. You thought Harry was guilty. If I'd told you, you'd have gone to the sheriff and told him.
Yeah, I reckon that's right, honey.
As I remember Harry, he was a real nice kid.
And wilder than a black-tailed jackrabbit in a cyclone.
Quiet a second.
Hold it, everybody. Don't move.
Why, it's the sheriff.
Kind of looks like a party here to me. What's going on here?
Howdy, Sheriff.
Oh, hello, Al. Didn't recognize you. Light's kind of dim in here.
Why not come in out of the rain, Sheriff?
Who are you?
I'm the one that just invited you in, remember?
I wonder how come the sheriff showed up just right now.
Regular gosh darn meeting place for Dancing Valley. Wonder who'll show up next.
I was riding past and saw a light in here and thought I'd find out who'd be spending Christmas Eve in a place like this. Well, we seem to have us a full house here. Would somebody explain what this is all about?
Start guessing, Sheriff. That's what we've been doing.
Guessing, eh? Well, before I forget it, much obliged, Mary.
Much obliged for what, Sheriff?
For helping me catch your brother Harry.
You caught Harry?
Well, yeah, I figured you'd lead me to him sooner or later.
Well, where is he?
I got him locked up to the saddle of my horse out back yonder on that old lean-to. Where do you think you're going, Mary?
I want to see Harry.
Nobody sees Harry. Not tonight. You just come back here now.
Sheriff, there's a few things I'd like to ask you.
Who are you, tall fella?
Hashknife, I want you and Sleepy to meet our sheriff, Pat Corrigan. Pat, this is Hashknife Hartley and Sleepy Stevens.
Hey, how you doing, Sheriff? Howdy.
Hashknife Hartley, eh? That name sounds familiar. Cattle Association, isn't it?
Could be, Sheriff. We have work now and then for them.
Well, how do you two happen to be down here tonight?
We was drifting down from Calumet to see Mary and Al and their new baby, but it was raining so dang hard we stopped in here.
Mary and Al wasn't expecting you, was they?
We do things kind of sudden-like, Sheriff.
A Christmas surprise. Sheriff, I understood that the bank in Holton was robbed.
That's right. $8,000 gone and the cashier murdered.
When you captured Harry, did he have the money with him?
Well, of course he didn't. He swears he never stole it. You wouldn't expect him to admit it, would you?
Did Harry ever have anybody helping him on that robbery?
No, it was a one-man job, Hartley. Oh, we had Harry cinched. Why, when our leading citizen saw Harry run from the bank and pull out with the money.
I suppose that Bill Spears is a solid citizen?
Whoosh. He owns a Circle 7 spread, and he's an honest man.
Y'all sure the man who robbed the bank was the same man who killed the cashier?
We had to be. It only took the jury 10 minutes to
pick up that lantern, Sleepy.
Hold it, you two. What's the idea?
Oh, let go of that gun, Sheriff. We won't hurt you. All I want to do is pull up some of the planks in this old floor.
You know, what is this all about, Hartley? I don't see what...
You will see, Sheriff. Take a look at this, will you?
What? Why, that's money. Well, look at it.
Here's more of it, Sheriff. It ain't even been unwrapped.
I don't understand what... Why, this is the stolen bank money. The bank's name is on these wrappers.
I reckon it's the bank's loot, all right.
All right, Hartley. Now you start talking. How did you know that money was under this floor?
You're a suspicious soul, Sheriff. Put that gun down.
He said, put that gun down.
You can put your gun away too, Sleepy.
I can, but it's again my feelings in the matter.
All right, Sheriff, we'll tell it. Just after we got here, a man came in, pried up that board, and we jumped him. He tried to shoot it out with us, but we stopped him.
He tried to shoot it out with you? Well, who was he?
Well, we don't know who he is. He's all tied up in the back room. You might know him.
Oh, for God's sakes. That's Bill Spears.
The honest man who identified Harry, huh? I'll ungag him.
Well, Bill, why don't you say something?
I ain't talking. Get me out of here to a doctor. That snake hunter ruined my gun hand.
You're lucky Sleep didn't put a slug through your head.
Do I get a doctor?
Bill, I'm afraid you're sunk. I arrest you for the murder and bank robbery.
And for lying another man's life away, Sheriff.
All right. When I get loose, I'll pay you two strangers back for this dirty deed.
Ah! Mary, I'm sure sorry about Harry. We had to take Bill's word for it. Just all I've done was my duty, you know.
I'm not blaming you, Sheriff.
Oh, thank you, Mary. I better put the handcuffs on Bill before we take off them ropes.
Ain't he the cute one, though? What's his name, Mary?
His name is Henry David West.
Henry David West?
Lovely dove. Hashknife. Our first two names.
Al, don't you realize Harry is innocent? He's free.
Look at Mary and Al hugging each other.
I could almost hug somebody my own self.
Don't look at me, Sheriff. I ain't the hugging kind.
Oh, no.
Henry David West. Can you imagine that?
Kind of tongue-ties you, don't it, son?
Just a minute, folks. I'm still a little hazy. It was Bill Spears who robbed a bank and killed a cashier, not Harry, huh? I'll be a wall-eyed washopper. Think that I almost lost my head, Hashknife, if you hadn't stopped me. I had to think of what I'd have done. Lord, what a fool I've been.
I don't reckon you need to tell the Lord just how big a fool you've been, Al. Hey, Henry David West kicked that music box off the bunk and it started playing.
I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say.
I do, Al.
What, Hashknife?
A Merry Christmas to everybody on Earth.
For once in their drifting lives, Hashknife and Sleepy stayed over in order to do full justice to the Christmas celebration and a big feed at the West Ranch. Well, folks, before Hashknife and Sleepy ride down to the old corral to cut their horses into the remuda, we'd like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is W.C. Tuttle saying Hasta la vista and adios, amigos.
been listening to a recreation of a lost old-time radio show, The Adventures of Hashknife and Sleepy in Sagebrush Santa Claus, performed in front of a live audience in Seattle for the ART Christmas Party broadcast. In our cast, you heard Ken Leese as Hashknife Hartley, Dave Leese as Sleepy Stevens, Pat McNally as Tuttle, Dan Schindler as Bill, Melinda Maines as Mary, Bill Maines as Al, Michael Mokey O'Reilly as the Sheriff, live sound effects by Penny Swanberg and Marilyn Wilt, music by Ed Clute and Kevin McLeod at www.incompetech.com, playback by Joy Jackson, engineering by Ron Ailey. Sagebrush Santa Claus was written by Gene Tuttle and was originally broadcast on December 24, 1951. Frank Martin was Hashknife Hartley and Barton Yarbrough was Sleepy Stevens. It was broadcast on Mutual Broadcasting System from Hollywood. I'm Emma Franklin, your announcer, and this is ART, American Radio Theater.
We'll be back in just a moment.
More porridge, Papa Bear?
Yes, please, Mama Bear. I think I will.
Careful, Papa Bear. It's hot.
I like it hot, Mama Bear. You know that.
How about you, Baby Bear?
Yes, Mama, please.
Now, sit down, Mama Bear. Your porridge is getting cold.
I like it cold, Papa Bear. Sometimes I like it in the pot, 9 days old.
Did you listen to your homework, Baby Bear?
Not yet, Papa. I forgot the website.
Baby Bear, it's AmericanRadioTheater.org. Now write it on the front of your composition book.
AmericanRadioTheater.org. I'll do it right after breakfast.
Now I wonder who that could be.
I hope it's not that little blonde girl again.
We return to Treasures Old and New from ART. Let's listen to some music from the 1930s. These were all on the radio at various times.
The Works Progress Administration presents a program by the Federal Music Project, which is under the direction of Dr. Nikolai Sokolov. Today, we bring you the New York Civic Orchestra, directed by Eugene Plotnikoff. Their first presentation is a tone poem of unusual transparency, its impressionistic intentions being to simulate a fairy tale. It is The Enchanted Lake by Liadoff. more than 3 million men and women have left the relief roles and now earn their living on WPA jobs. All of the work they are doing was proposed by officials of their own communities. The Works Progress Administration is making more than 105,000 public improvements, while the dole would accomplish nothing. WPA dollars do double duty. In addition to maintaining the workers and their families, they also leave sound values in public improvements. Mr. Plotnikoff and the New York Civic Orchestra continue their program with an orchestral transcription of a piano selection composed by Anton Rubinstein. The delicacy of instrumentation in this arrangement is in keeping with the lightness of mood and emotion of the composition. Anton Rubinstein's Valse Caprice. program presented by the Federal Music Project of the Works Progress Administration has been performed by musicians taken off relief roles and put to work by WPA to maintain their musical skill as well as to provide education and entertainment for the general public. May we suggest that you visit your own local WPA projects. The Works Progress Administration presents a program by the Federal Music Project under the direction of Dr. Nikolai Sokolov. Today we bring you the New York State Symphonic Band, conducted by Giuseppe Creatore. Rossini has written many operas, but William Tell, based on the famous Swiss legend, is perhaps his most popular dramatic work. We hear first the overture to William Tell.
Thank you. Thank you. More than 3 million men and women have left the relief roles and now earn their living on WPA jobs. Mayors and other local officials sponsor all WPA construction work. They understand that this work must be of a kind that can be done by the relief workers in their own communities. The quality of the work is proof that local officials have found good work to do and that the workers have done it well. The New York State Symphonic Band continues with Chopin's Minute Waltz. This program, presented by the Federal Music Project of the Works Progress Administration, has been performed by musicians taken off relief rolls and put to work by WPA to maintain their musical skill as well as to provide education and entertainment for the general public. May we suggest that you visit your local WPA project.
Gee, that's all I got time for today. On December the 13th, log into radioadofthepast.org for the Old Time Radio Christmas Marathon. It's in the Fred Bertelsen Room. It's from noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, to midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. Good fun, good shows, and prizes. Also, have a look at our website, www.americanradiotheater.org. We put up a new podcast every month. Hey, see you next time!